The Brady Report.
Well, no doubt it'll be very exciting. We've won the Ashes, Andrew Brady. Good morning.
The Eagles won. I'm more interested in that, boys. That was a better result. Well done, Australia. Well done. It was great at times. Great to watch. And I guess we'll remember this as the Steve Smith series because he's been sensational. He really has.
He has been fantastic indeed. Let's move on to a bit of politics. And the Prime Minister might be heading to jail. What for?
Well, this is a very serious question being discussed here. So there was some legislation passed on Friday, late on Friday, early into Saturday, Australian time, which effectively makes a no-deal Brexit on October 31st a complete non-starter. So the legislation has been passed that if Boris Johnson doesn't get a deal by the middle of October, Britain cannot leave the European Union without a deal on October 31st, as he has been pushing towards. Some whispers in Westminster that Boris Johnson is determined to do precisely that, that he may well ignore this legislation. And people have been pointing out if he does that, he will be in contempt of Parliament and he could well get prosecuted. He could be thrown in jail. We're in bizarre times in British politics. We really, really are. But whatever happens, it seems that Downing Street and this particular government is hell-bent on getting Britain out of the European Union, as Boris Johnson promised, do or die October 31st. What happens next? He's off to Dublin later today to meet the Irish Prime Minister, Taoiseach as we call him, Leo Varadkar. And the indications are already from Dublin and Irish sources that Boris Johnson won't be getting much leeway out of the Irish, shall we say. So it's all to play for, but by God, it looks a complete political mess.
It does indeed. British Airlines, their pilots about to go on strike, are they?
Yeah, British Airways, BA, this is a big story. Two-day strike coming up from their pilots, kicking off in about less than 15 minutes' time, all over paying conditions. And the airline has told passengers simply not to go to airports. If you're wanting to fly BA today, stay away because you're not going to be going anywhere. Quite bizarre that it has come to this, but nevertheless, a two-day walkout. They are members of BALPA, which is the British Airline Pilots Association. So there we go. Watch this space.
All right, mate. You have a terrific day. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow, mate.
We will. Have a great day, guys. And well done on the cricket. Great contest.
Very kind. And it was-